Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Whoop, whoop.
Here I am. I showed up. I showed up.
You showed up.
And I'm going to tell you why. You know, it was a challenge because, here, this little baby right here cuddled up to me on the bed, and I almost fell asleep.
Oh.
So well. I showed up as a real thing.
It's really real. Okay. Well, glad you're here.
Thank you.
And also with us. Oh, okay. You froze. I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to carry on. And so our wonderful guest, you know, we've had her before and we love having her at these solstice times. So, so Tamara Mac, oh gosh, I had it perfected.
Oh, look at me. She's gonna cringe. She's cringing. She's like, oh, is Julia gonna get it?
It's Tamara.
McGillivray.
McGillivray. I like it.
Good okay. old Scottish.
But see, you've been on several times before. So everybody knows you. They know they you do, yes. Tamara.
It's yeah. still nice to say her name.
Just Tamara. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And Tamara. Yeah, you have all this wonderful, I mean, she's an astrologer extraordinaire that, you know, you have all this wonderful information. And we've been doing this where we come in and you kind of give us updates on what's coming up next and what to look for and what do you see in the skies?
Oh, we're going to jump right in. Okay.
However you want to. Oh, yeah. You can. Hey, that's there, but we can do something
Wait,
else.
Before you jump in there and do that, I would just like to say, how was your day? No. What I want to do is I want to tell you, everybody is in the chat room. It is Cool House. We've got some hellos to the chat room, everybody. And of course, we're always being represented by Australia. We got Linda and Judy both here tonight. We got Margaret, Amy, Tracy, and then the chat goes on. So, if you guys want to join us over here in the chat, we are on Facebook live with BBS Radio TV. If you are listening to us in any other format at the live show, if you're watching us on YouTube, we are no longer live.
Yeah. So there. Okay.
Yeah, but you can still post down below. We're just not live at that time.
So absolutely. So Tamara, the last time. Okay. So maybe we could do kind of a bringing us back up to date from where we were and then going forward, however you want to do it. I don't know how you have it planned to kind of talk about it, but this has always been so good and we take lots of notes. What are you laughing at, Tracy? What did I do something weird?
Well, no.
Like, what did I do?
I'm ready for notes.
Okay, good. No, you're the note taker.
I did nothing. It's nothing. You're doing great.
I'm sorry that I was distracted. I really do. I'm just like, okay, there must be something I need to pay attention to over here. So anyway, back on. What do we need to know?
Okay, well, first of all, let's back up and see if Julia has begun writing her book.
You guys talked, didn't you?
I didn't say anything. I do, however, Tamara, I do remind her that you did gently nudge her in that direction.
She reminds me constantly. No, and we have mentioned it on the show sometimes for subjects and for topics to write on, and then it's still kind of elusive, and I'm like, and it's so funny because I knew you were coming on, and that was probably, it made me think of that. I didn't know you were actually going to address
it. Yes. Oh, if you weren't so far away, I'd run over to your house and hug you right now.
But it's funny because I was thinking about that, and it's like, see, just recently, like the last week or so, and definitely this week, something is coming to mind that I think I could really sink my teeth into.
Oh, good.
I just don't know. I'm not quite sure how to do it yet. So that's where I'm like still going. But, you know, if it's something that I feel that way, I think I still could maybe get it done before the end of the year.
Really? That's dedication.
Huh. Well,
I will remind you that it's your solar year, not this year. So, you know, you
have until your birthday.
Yes.
So that gives me more time. Yes.
I don't know if we should.
Thank you. I can hug you now too. Can I come over there too and hug?
Come on over.
Oh my gosh.
That's perfect. Actually, that's perfect timing because it's for the first time I actually have something that's kind of taking shape. And I even kind of have an idea of how to expand on it. So it's like, I mean, it's the very first time anything has come in.
Excellent. And you speak of the, you know, the equinoxes, the solstices, you know, we have one coming up in September here in Libra, and that is sextile your sun, which is a sextile is like when the sun, you know, coming into Libra is sextile your Aries sun, and that is put a little bit of effort in and get a lot out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, as soon as you put the engine in gear, away you go. So yeah.
That's the feeling. It's like, if I have a passion about it and I'm that driven, it's like, it could go really quick. You know, I can get it done. It could be accomplished, not take 7 years. Like,
which somebody might've been pointing out in the chat.
I promised them I wouldn't do that again.
Hey, Tamara, you're coming up as a guest speaker at an event, right? Did I see that right?
Oh, I am actually. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Cool. What are you? Let's make sure we get that information out to the audience as well so that they can find you for that as well.
Yeah, so that's the Canadian, there's a Canadian astrology conference going on. I think I speak the 28th. Let's see.
Is that of this month?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All the trick questions. All the trick questions. So
yes, I'll have to get that. I'll get that exact date for you before we leave. And then of course I always teach a class at Kepler College. I have a couple of things coming up. I've got a beginner class coming up. I think it's the 17th of October it starts. And it is for people who have always wanted to try astrology and have been a little afraid to, or like they've gotten books and they kind of got stuck and, you know, kind of try to get them beyond that point of just reading a book and getting into the chart itself. So that's a beginner class, lots of fun. And it's a no pressure class. It's a 15 week class. So you get lots of time to do your stuff with 5 live sessions. There's lots of recordings to look at. You can take your time going through it. So it's not like a high pressure class, like, oh my God, you know, every week I've got homework to do. Not like that at all. Just a lot of fun, actually, lots of fun getting together live and, you know, having some laughs over some astrology. My favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a good thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to enter this onto our chat page. I think I got it.
Excellent.
So the link for that astrology conference is on the chat page on BBS Radio for anyone.
Oh, perfect. You found that. Okay, great. Good, good.
I hope I got the right thing. But
I'm sure you did.
It's only Mercury in retrograde shadow.
It's only, it's not retrograde yet.
Yeah, it's just a shadow. I got this.
When does it go retrograde?
It goes retrograde on the 27th.
Okay.
But, you know, the deal with Mercury, I find, and actually the last Mercury retrograde we had, I really struggled with it. And I very rarely struggle with a Mercury retrograde, but it was right in Gemini. That's where my Mercury is. And just slam dunked me. And I don't usually get that kind of reaction from it. But again, it's in another air sign. It's going to happen in Libra, which is another air sign, which is on the 27th. And I have already had some problems with my technology. So I don't know. I think we need to hunker down Mercury retrograde. So what is Mercury retrograde? We have three of them a year. And we had only one in January.
Are you sure it's only three? Because it sure feels like every other week we're going into it again.
Mine starts on New Year's Day and ends on New Year's Eve.
Well, what happens is there's this, it's sort of like there's a shadow period prior to Mercury retrograde. Then you have the Mercury retrograde and then you have the shadow coming out of it. It kind of extends it quite a bit. And, you know, whether it's going to hit you or not will depend on your own chart. You know, is it going to hit something direct or is it going to hit everyone around you? And that's going to affect you because that can happen as well. Mm. So we had one in January, we had one in May, the end of May, and we're having one the end of September in Libra. And what is a Mercury retrograde? It is Mercury is all about commerce. It's about communication, data entry, collecting data. The computer is ruled by Mercury. So in ancient times, like when the computer first came on the market, it would have been a Uranus object, new, you know, something new on the market that's going to change the world in technology. Now computers are old hat. We all have one, whether it's our phone or laptop or an iPad or whatever you've got. So it's become like a part of our everyday living. So it becomes a mercurial item, something that we all communicate with. We all get on our little, you know, computers and we talk to each other. Now we can see each other. It's starting to advance, you know, so it's all about communication. So what happens with the retrograde is especially technology can fall apart, but only if we let it. Only if we let it, right? Okay. We can, you know, help ourselves a little bit in this. And what is that? Back up everything. Back up, you know, all of your data. It's nothing worse than going through a Mercury retrograde and you lose everything on your computer because you forgot to back it up. Mm. So number one rule, coming into the shadow of this Mercury, back up everything. Then you know what, if your technology falls apart, it's really no big deal because you can rebuild it. Rework. When it comes to writing, you know, picking up a project that you've been trying to work on, going back to the table with it. Reworking it, getting it going again. This project that's, you know, been sitting on the shelf, gathering dust. It's a perfect time to bring that project back into the forefront and start working on it. I go through all my emails and I get rid of a lot of old email, you know, like my delete bucket is, you know, massive. You know, I delete, but how often do I delete the deleted bucket? You know, right. Do that. Go through your files, reorganize. All the Virgos are all getting excited out there. Reorganize.
I need some Virgo in my chart. That did not excite me.
So yeah, it's really getting into what can I, you know, how can I organize myself, reorganize myself so that, you know, things are working better as I move forward. The two real trouble spots are the shadows going into it. So what happens with a retrograde is it's moving along. Now, mind you, Mercury does not move backwards in the sky. It's like, you know, when you're at a stoplight and you have your foot on the gas and the guy beside you is moving and it makes you feel like you're moving backwards, you get that really weird feeling. That's what it is. It's just an optical illusion that we're seeing the planet moving back. But what it's doing is it's looking like it's moving back through the zodiac. So it's, you know, it stops at a particular part in Libra this time, and it moves back through the zodiac. So this shadow period, we want to really pay attention. We want to see what's going on. What are we having trouble with? What kind of communication is happening right now? because when it's still, Mercury is still moving forward in this shadow, but the shadow is Mercury is going to look like he stops in the sky and he's going to retrace his steps through this shadow period that we're going through right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then it's like, we're going to experience all these, you know, and it's like, you'll have little hints of, oh my, you know, I had problems with my internet today. Went down a few times. So I had to call in. I said to the guy, can you reboot my internet? Because, you know, there's something wrong here. I've never had it drop like this before. So he fixed the connection, but I'm going to really watch this because when Mercury goes back to this degree today, where Mercury is today, we may have some more issues. And then of course, Mercury, you know, continues his little jaunt back through the zodiac and then he'll stop. And that's called, it's called stationary when he stops. And these stationary points, the first stationary point is actually on the 27th. And stationary is like this. It's like when you're, you know, when you go through, what do you call them? They're those glass round doors.
Revolving doors. Oh,
the revolving glass door. You know, you go into the airport with it and you get stuck in the middle.
Okay.
You know, someone's on the other side and they're pushing the other way and, you know, you're like, you know, you have that moment of panic.
Well, yeah.
You know, you're holding your breath. Is something going to happen here? Like, am I going to get out? And then all of a sudden, you know, it moves again and away you go. So it's like that moment where everything stops.
Now for me, that would have left a traumatizing imprint. Is Mercury good to that?
It can be traumatizing in that moment because it's like a powerful buildup.
Yeah.
You know, when you hold your breath and you hold it past the point of being comfortable, that's like a stationary moment. When you have that, you're kind of fighting for breath and you don't let go. You're still holding it. I love that feeling. Don't you love that feeling? Tracy doesn't love that feeling. I see she's like, no, I don't like that feeling. So it's really powerful energy that's building up that isn't moving forward or backwards. It's just standing still. It's stationary. So those points happen right when a planet is going to move retrograde and when a planet's going to move direct. So you get those little power points of this really intense energy. And one of the things that you want to do is make sure that you are not, like, you mind your words, because your words will be super powerful that day. And, you know, you may not say something appropriate. you just may, because this power has built up, there's this anxiety or energy, you know, as the energy builds, because it's not moving forward and it's not moving backward. And then, you know, you spill your guts and you say something. And then of course, during the retrograde, you have to back paddle and you know, try to make up for it. That's
I did a perfect example of a shadow retrograde.
Ooh.
I have all of my sessions on my calendar, right? And then every week I send out to my QHHT people, I send out tips for getting ready for your session. And here's my address. And I send it out to everybody 2 weeks from now and not the week that I was in. So I'm sending out, see you tomorrow, see you Friday, you know, and people are writing back, what? Wait, what? And I'm like, what's going on with everybody? Oh, shoot, I'm in the wrong week. So that would be a very good example of a Mercury retrograde moment.
Yeah, you're in the shadow. Yeah, you're in the actual shadow and you're already, you know, doing something that's happening a couple of weeks from now when Mercury will be going past this point again at some, you know. So yeah, and it's about really watching that. So then what is the, not the lesson, but what is it that it's telling you, you know, mind your scheduling. You know, don't overbook yourself. Make sure that, you know, yeah, are you, you do all that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love you all, but I might be tired by the end of the month.
Yeah. You know, so these are opportunities for us to look at how we can do things better as well. You know, especially in relationship to communication. Now, Mercury is also about vehicles. You know, your vehicle, the car that you might buy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you purchase a vehicle during a retrograde, you want to purchase a used vehicle. It's the best kind of vehicle to purchase during a retrograde. It's reuse a vehicle. You know, reusing something.
Sure. Yeah. I like this. Yeah, I usually was just like, don't buy anything.
Yeah. But a used vehicle would be a perfect expression of purchasing, you know, something during a Mercury retrograde. Now, you know, the thing about Mercury and the thing about people like, oh, don't buy anything, don't sign any documents. But, you know, business goes on, life goes on. We have to sign documents. So what is it telling us? It's telling us to make sure that you're really in the moment, that you're reading the document. Maybe you reread the document before you sign it, but it doesn't mean, you know, that we can never sign a document. Like, you know, the house comes up, you put your bid in, you get the bid, you know, don't be like, oh my God, I'm going to lose this, or it's not the right one. That's not necessarily the case, but you really have to make sure you're crossing your T's, dotting your I's, you know what you're purchasing. And there's no surprises. So it's really, to me, a Mercury, anything Mercury is about being in the moment, paying attention to the reading, paying attention to what somebody's saying. You know, Mercury is about communication. Because, you know, we kind of get, you know, you skim the document. Well, don't skim the document during a Mercury retrograde. This is not going to work out, you know. No skimming allowed. So we can use these moments to, you know, these astrological moments, these reminders about, you know, life, reminders about things that we need to pay attention to. And Mercury happens to be a really great teacher. So let's say you could use a Mercury retrograde. Let's say you had a project going on and there's some research that needs to happen. You know, a retrograde, going back and gathering data, missing pieces that you needed. So Julia, in this book that you're starting to get these ideas, it's like, okay, so is there data that you need to go back and get, or something you need to reformulate or restructure in order to be able to produce this document that you wanted to do? So we use it to our advantage, as opposed to, you know, it using us and, you know, carrying us down the river, flailing and screaming at, you know, everything that's falling apart. So don't do that. You've got to.
You would think she went down the river with me or something.
I was gonna say that kind of seems like what Tracy's been doing.
But yeah. I've been kind of containing it, but I might need therapy after this retrograde talk.
Absolutely. So yeah. And then he stations on the 18th of October. So he stations, and remember, stationing is like mm-hmm. holding your breath or getting stuck, you know, in the glass.
That's also it's going back. So,
because he's on the 27th, he's moving into retrograde, and on the 18th, he's going to move direct. But before he does that, you know, he goes, he stops, and then, you know, slowly starts to move whichever direction again. So it's that stopping motion, where everything is starting to, the energy is starting to build, so that he can get the, you know, the wherewithal to move in whatever direction he's going. Now, for those of you who know whether or not you have a retrograde Mercury in your birth chart.
Oh,
yeah. So when we have a retrograde and you have a retrograde in your birth chart, you're more at home. Because, because, you know, it's the same drum that you're used to, the beat of the drum that you know, as opposed to, you know, and that's the thing about having a retrograde in your chart. It's like you're beating the drum beat it's got a skip in it. You know, everybody else is going beep, 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 and you're going beep, 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 you know.
What's the big deal? Why is everybody having issues?
Yeah. Why doesn't anybody understand me? Do they not see my lips moving? You know, it's like that kind of deal. So if you have a retrograde, you're like just maybe a little beat off from everybody else. Now, of course, you know, the retrograde lasts for, you know, we've got a couple of weeks there where, you know, he's doing his dance. So there's a few babies that are born during that time period that are all beating, you know, their drum is beating to the same beat, but then the rest of society is different after that. So when the retrograde happens in the year, you might be like, oh, I'm in sync again. Oh, this feels really good, you know, because like this is your jam. Like you get this beat. So
I'm thinking, by the way, you're dancing over there, Tamara. You might have it in yours. You're
thank you. The retrograde.
Yeah, baby. You know, it's Mercury. Dude, you know. It's the dude. So another happening that we have coming up is Jupiter has been retrograde. Now, Jupiter is the planet of growth.
Okay.
We all love growth sometimes. Sometimes. Certain circumstances. Not all circumstances.
Not on the bathroom scale.
Yeah. So how long has Jupiter been in retrograde? If it coincides with my weight gain,
it's in trouble.
Now, I have to tell you, you know, Jupiter is one of those planets that spends almost half his time direct and half his time retrograde. Not quite, but almost, you know, like the outer planets, they have these really long retrograde periods where they're, you know, there's just as many babies born direct as there are retrograde. But when he does his dance in the sky and he does the retrograde and then moves direct, you know, we really do feel it. So what is the difference between any retrograde, even Mercury or any other planet, Jupiter being retrograde? Another way to put that is not only does he beat to his own drum beat, but it is an inner spiral. So normally, you know, the energy is going out into the world. And, you know, the energy of Jupiter is going out into the world and bringing opportunity to you, going out, collecting opportunity, bringing it to you. So it's the receiving end of opportunity, opportunities that make us grow, make us become wise, you know, luck, attracting luck. Now, a retrograde means that it's an inner spiral. So you create your own luck. It doesn't come from the outside world. It comes from the inner world. So the Mercury can be that way as well. It's an inner spiral where, you know, there's a lot. When you have a retrograde, a natural natal, you know, you're born with a retrograde Mercury, there's probably a lot of mind stuff going on internally. Often people with retrogrades in their chart will pause before they speak. They'll think before they speak. So if you have a really intense, you know, Mercury in Aries or something.
Now she's pausing.
That, you know, where it's like a really intense Mercury and you know, like Julia has, you know,
I have that.
It's like passionate. And what's that?
I have that.
Yeah. Your Mercury is in Aries. Yeah. Oh. So it is.
But
so
that, it's that makes sense to why I wait for, I want to find the things that really make me passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mercury in Aries is about, you know, passion, especially in your writing. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if yours isn't retrograde, I don't believe it is. I mean, I don't have your chart up in front of me here, but if it was, there would be a big pause before action.
Mm.
If not, then it, It's just, it just comes out.
You know, I think I'm more of the second one. And then I'm like,
yeah, it's just the excitement. It's just, you know, let's verbally discuss this and get excited and passionate about, you know, what it is that you're doing. But the retrograde can cause a pause where, you know, the person is a little slower to speak sometimes, or they, you know, they'll think about it and then they'll talk about it. Yeah. So the retrograde in any sense, whether it's any of the planets, will have a pause. And it's also about, you know, creating it yourself, not receiving from others, but, you know, doing it on your own. So we've been going through this Jupiter retrograde for quite a while here. He's going direct on the 18th. He's going to station on the 18th as well.
Like tomorrow, the 18th?
No, the 18th of October.
Oh, okay.
The same
as... We're getting all excited about going direct.
Oh, so those both are going... They're both flipping back on the same day.
On the same day. Wow. Yes. So you have to be very careful about what you say, because it could be larger than life. You know, Jupiter can... you can, like, you know, Jupiter can make things grow out of proportion. So somebody says something and all of a sudden that grows out of proportion, you know, because... there was like an intense energy that came with that when they both are, you know, going direct on the same day. So we want to be careful that we use our inside voice before we use our outside voice. Yes.
I mean, I admire the people
that they fall on
pausing, because I've seen people do that and I really admire them. And I would love to be able to do that, to just take a second and then speak and not be that, like, a knee jerk reaction.
You don't think you already do that, Julia?
Do I? I don't think I do. Maybe, but I do admire these people. So maybe I'm trying to emulate them. I want to.
So. Well, the desire is there.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, for Tamara's reaction, she's like, are those two going to keep talking?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
I wish they would pause now.
No. I was, you know what I just did? I looked to see if Julia's Mercury was retrograde, but it's not. It is direct. So.
Oh, well, that explains why you're so direct. Yeah.
There you go. That's a good... Yeah, good analogy. Direct, because it, you know, it is a very passionate Mercury. But so my point there is, do be careful on the 18th, and, you know, use that inside voice, practice that, you know, inner, should I say that or should I hold that for a minute and see how that feels.
Yeah, that's everybody going to fall on a Monday. I went and looked, because, you know, some days are more challenging than others. So not only are you going to have to muddle through your Monday, but you're going to have to watch what you say too.
So put a sticky note on your calendar, on your computer, whatever, to remind yourself, just take a pause. Inside voice.
Inside voice. And, you know, maybe you just don't take any phone calls that day.
Ooh.
Maybe you don't answer any emails that day. Maybe the whole world should stop emailing on that day. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think that would be good.
Maybe we should all take a pack for at least us. We'll just stop. We'll just say, hey, we're off today.
Yeah, today is a rest day. Why not? That would be so powerful. That would be such a powerful experience.
Yeah, the chat agrees. They said, so basically, don't go outside. Don't talk to anyone on the 18th. Yes.
So are we all in agreement, everybody? We're going to just take that day off.
It's a holiday. If you can have other holidays, it's National Pet Day. It's Firstborn Child Day. It's Middle Child Day. Why not take it's October 18th, everything's going direct day?
Yeah.
Or just use your inside voice day.
Yep.
Yeah. National Inside Voice Day.
Inside yeah. voice day.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, having a day of silence is actually good for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then we can actually hear what's going on up here.
Right.
Oh.
You know, if we stop
oh,
doing
you guys are all like happy about that.
Yeah.
We want to know what's going on up here.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yes.
And having yeah. that pause, you know, a silent day where you just are with your thoughts. I like that. I'm, you know, maybe yes. I might take every stationary day and do that. We could practice on the 27th when Mercury stations to go retrograde.
Mm-hmm. That's this September.
This September 27th. And okay. then we could practice it again on the 18th.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't anybody talk to me.
It's the real day. It's the, because it's a whammy day, right?
But it's a double whammy. It's a double yeah, whammy
double
day.
Whammy day.
But it won't be to us because we know ahead of time and we are doing, we've practiced.
Yep.
And it will be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, we will be. And then on, you know, after the 18th, when Jupiter begins to pick up speed and starts to get back to his normal self, anything that was delayed, you know, an opportunity that you thought was coming to you, you know, maybe something you've been struggling with growth wise, or, you know, you're struggling to become wise at, you know, something you're learning, knowledge. That'll start to move forward and you will, you know, kind of settle into it and those opportunities will show up again. And again, what you can do is you can track back to see, because what happens in the retrograde is, you know, the planet moves back through the zodiac sign, then he stops and then he moves forward again. So he's retracing his steps. So if you go back and you look at what was going on in that time period, what opportunities maybe do I feel I lost out on? You know, what didn't I get that I felt I should have gotten? Mm-hmm. And when it comes back around again, you can be a little more open to receiving, because the opportunities are always there, but are you ready to step into them? Are you so open?
This is like astrology deja vu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it can be. And, you know, are you going to be bold enough to grab that opportunity, or are you going to let it pass by? You know, I mean, that's really what opportunity comes to us, but are we ready right. to step into opportunity? So that, will start Julia?
Are you ready, Julia?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Probably yeah. a good thing Tamara doesn't live closer to me, because we would be a lot of trouble together.
Yeah, really we good. Would be. We would. Julia would be like, oh my God, not those yes. two again.
Oh, we would never be able to be at the back of the classroom ever.
It's hard enough just having Tracy at the back of the classroom.
By myself, even.
By yeah. myself.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, double trouble. It would be for sure.
She didn't answer the question though. Did you notice that? Are you ready?
I said, yes.
Oh, she said, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Fabulous. So we have another planet moving direct in October. We've got a lot of movement going on here. So we've had a lot of planets that have been in retrograde and things have really slowed down, because that's what happens. You know, it's moving, it's retracing steps. The planets speed up, they slow down, you know, so we've had a lot of that over the summer, a lot of
that
retrograde.
Makes so much sense, because it really has. It's like the pace has slowed down. It's just things. Yeah.
And also, you know, like that, you're just retracing, you know, and really that's what we've been doing, you know, as a society, is retrace, you know, refiguring out how we're going to move forward.
I love that it's slowing so down as you say that.
We also in October have Saturn.
Well, now it just
it did too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It says you're freezing up. Yep. Is that better?
It is better now. Yeah.
I think it's just great. Is it okay? Timing is what it is.
It's showing everyone exactly what these retrogrades do.
Yeah. As you speak of it, it is happening.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Saturn.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we have Saturn moving direct. Is the planet of structure, discipline, can be our fear.
Do we lose her?
As well. You know, so what have we been doing over the summer? There's been a lot of fear, you know. Been a lot of are you losing me? Oh no.
Yeah, what they're suggesting is that if you turn your video off, that might help on Tamara, because that seems to be your internet connection that's doing this.
Okay, so
Kate, are you back?
Mine off too.
Okay, is that better?
Oh, okay, there we go.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Thank you, Tex. Our little techie helpers. Okay.
No. Okay. We're rolling?
We're rolling.
Are we rolling? Are we rolling along? Okay. So we need to get over Saturn here before, so that we can speed back up again.
There we go. Good. Okay.
That's right.
Come on. Saturn doesn't want to let go. I can tell.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. My internet actually says that it's full bars here. So I don't know what's going on. Well, we do know. We know it's Saturn.
It's Saturn.
So yeah, it's Saturn. So Saturn is about structure. It's about fear. You know, what we've had go on over the summer is that reemerging, you know, because nothing is over, right? We're trying to eke our way to the end of it. We're trying to figure out how to get to the end of all this and become normal again. You know, when he moves direct, we're going to start to see some new restructuring. So Saturn is in Aquarius, and the old way of doing things, the old way of working, no longer is applicable. We have, it's a new world really, isn't it? It's a whole new world that we're dealing with, especially with travel. You know, even like people's jobs, I mean, people who used to go to a place to work have now found out they can work at home, and businesses are having to reconfigure how we work. You know, Saturn is about work. So, you know, we're going to start to see, he stations on the 10th of October, and then he moves direct. And when he moves direct, we're going to start to see some of these new rules implemented. And how are we going to, you know, work with these rules? And these rules will be based on, because remember, when he moves direct, he's still got this shadow period where he is retracing his steps. So he's gone retrograde, he's gone back, you know, so let's say he started at 20 degrees. Actually, where is he started at? So let's say he's at 14 degrees and he, you know, goes back to 10. And then he's got to go back up to 14. So he goes 10, you know, this is the second time he's done 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So it's like he's revisiting all that stuff that we just went through. And by doing that, filtering through that, he says, okay, let's make some new rules. Let's make some new structures. And hopefully they're better. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be better, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed. Yeah. And the final planet that is going direct. Oh yeah, we got a lot of stuff going direct in October. We've got a whole lineup
there.
But wasn't so take the month like, off, people, take it off.
Yeah, really. Okay, like I'm kind of remembering at the beginning of the year there were a bunch of things that happened like in a short period of time, like within a week or something. Is that now all these guys kind of going back to their
You know, they Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto have around 6 months that they're, you know, in retrograde. And then, you know, then, so it's almost like half the year they're retrograde, half the year they're not. You know, that's not an exact figure, but it's around that. So they are constantly, and, you know, we want them to retrograde so that, you know, we don't want our world to be constantly being turned up. You know, you get tired. You need to have that little pause, you know, you need to be able to say, okay, what just went on here and how am I going to move forward? And I think that's really these big players, you know, Jupiter and Saturn are social planets. Jupiter, let's say we're in school and Jupiter is a planet that probably all your schoolmates have the same Jupiter. They were born with the same Jupiter in the same sign. And Saturn would be 2 years. So all, you know, the either the class behind you or the class in front of you, you all have the same Saturn. Mm-hmm. You know, and then because they're called social planets, social being your little social group, you know? And then Pluto, well, he's one of the big hitters. So, you know, he can be in a sign for 10 years. It depends on which sign he's in. Some he's in more, some he's in less. So, you know, it's that's a generational, a whole generation is born under the same Pluto. So there's, he's super slow and methodical and you want him to be because he's full of drama. Yeah. You know, you don't want him plowing through your life every day because you just would be exhausted by the end of it. So what he's going to do is, you know, he's going to move direct as well. He actually stations on the 6th. So we've got Pluto stationing on the 6th, Saturn stationing on the 10th, and Mercury and Jupiter stationing on the 18th.
Phew.
So it's a really nice little October because now we're going to have some movement forward. So all the stuff that we've been regurgitating, that we've been redoing, reworking, trying to figure out a new way, now it's all going to hopefully gently, because we're all going to be really super mindful, right?
Right.
We're going to be present in our lives so that we are making conscious decisions and we're going to all move forward into a new way of being.
Yay. Wait,
well, that's our October.
Yeah. Yay. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be different because we've gone through this. I mean, it'll probably be different, but we'll be back kind of to us from what you're saying, from what I'm understanding. Back to maybe that pace again, because that pace has slowed down so tremendously.
Yeah, exactly. It'll take a little bit for everybody to get up to speed, you know, like they're starting at ground zero, actually zero, and then they're going to move and, you know, move up faster and faster until they get to their normal speed. Yeah. But this is something that we do all the time. Not in the same places in our lives, not, you know, because these planets are moving through different areas of our charts. And, you know, like some of them, like Saturn takes 30 years to move around your chart. So, you know, you only experience this, you know, 2-3 times in your lifetime. Some, and, you know, Jupiter is 12 years around the chart. Mercury is, you know, it's a yearly thing. You know, he's moving with the sun, so that solar energy moving around. And, you know, Pluto will never make it around your chart. It'll only go a few places, you know, so you'll only experience Pluto in a few areas of your life. Thank goodness, because, you know, he's pretty intense. You don't want to have your life, you know, in constant upheaval. Right. But it is something we experience on a regular basis. Like I said, these big hitters, they, you know, half the year they're retrograde, half the year they're direct. So we get this ebb and flow. We get a pause. We get to go back and try things and see what worked, what didn't work. And then we move forward. And then we go back and we, you know, it's just this back and forth motion, allowing us to grow, to make changes in our life, make, you know, make decisions, make grab opportunities that come along. If your life is moving by too fast and you're not grounded in the moment, you're not like present to experience the moment, then, you know, it just, then those, you never take those opportunities. They just fly by you. And then you're like, oh my God, I had that opportunity 10 years ago and I never took it. Why didn't I do that? Because you weren't present in that moment.
Right.
You know? So, and remember, always remember, no matter what you read about astrology, you know, what you read about somebody talking about an event or things coming up, there is skilled and unskilled energy. And yeah. And you know, the more present you are, the more skilled you're going to be.
Focus.
Yeah. And Saturn is a big component of being focused. You know, he's the guy who helps us, keeps us organized. He's the one who helps us manifest. So Saturn has this bad rap, you know, like he's all about fear. Well, it's only fear. You have fear because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. And as human beings, we always want to know what's going to happen. You know, it's in our nature. Well, I want to know what's going to happen next year. I want to know what's going to happen the year after. And because we don't really know, you know, fear, and we all know the acronym false evidence appearing real.
Right. Yes.
Right. That's Saturn, false evidence appearing real. So become skilled, centered, grounded, living in the moment. Yeah. and that's when it all comes together for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's just a little taste of what astrology can do for us, you know? Yeah. So that's just a couple of months.
See why? Oh, exactly. That's like here. See why everybody, why I call her astrologer extraordinaire. Yeah. That's just a little taste.
Extraordinaire.
That's just a little taste.
Just a little dabble. A little bitty dabble. So we're almost out of time.
I know. I saw that. Wow. That flew by. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. So that was so much good information.
Yeah, absolutely. How can people reach you, Tamara, if they want to?
They could reach me at astro@tamara.ca. So that's astro@, and then Tamara, TAMIRA, as you can see my name up there, .ca, because I'm in Canada.
Perfect.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Got it. Okay.
And if you want to learn more, hey, join me in my class.
There you go.
Yes.
At the beginner. I mean, that's the only one I could even think about going into. The beginner.
I love it.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always so much fun to talk to you guys.
Oh, it's so fun to have you on.
Absolutely. So and if you're agreeable, we want to keep you coming back at these intervals so that you keep us abreast of what's happening.
Yeah, well, wait till you see what's going to happen at the end of the year, beginning of next. Woohoo!
Okay, well, there's a cliffhanger. That's an invite if I ever heard one.
Yeah. However, I do think that the two hosts need to know what the cliffhanger is beforehand. And when we get off the show. Oh, that's so fun. All right. Beautiful show. Thank you, Julia. Yeah. How do people find you and your information and about classes?
Okay, QHHT classes at QHHTofficial.com and SoulSpeak classes at JuliaCannon.com. Tracy.
TracyMahan.com. That's TRACIEMAHAN. And or at QHHTofficial.com. Find a practitioner. Yep. Yay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Tamara. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much. Yes. Love you all. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody. Oh, thank you.